This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Jim Blessing. He's the Vice President of Airfleet Capital. It's a company that finances airplanes. And there's been a lot of talk about how difficult it is to get financing for airplanes. But Jim, you're telling me that the owner flown market is not that tough. If your ducks are in a row, you can get money for an airplane.
That's correct. It's a different environment than the business jet market. The business jet market has certainly seen a lot of changes, and we've seen our changes as well in the owner flown market. Most of what we finance is the single engine piston high performance aircraft up to the light jets. And on the owner-flown side, the credit is still very similar to how the credit had been evaluated in the past, and we're still able to finance aircraft out as old as 1970 with some changes, just minor changes in underwriting.
Say I want to borrow $250,000 for a used Cirrus. What are the first steps that I need to do?
Well, that's a great example, $250,000 for a used Cirrus, and this is a good way to compare and contrast between the biz jet market and the general aviation market. On a used Cirrus, we can generally finance up to 85% of the purchase price, and we can fix the rate for up to 20 years. What you'll often find in applying for financing is similar to applying for financing a few years ago. You'll fill out a credit application, provide a couple of years' tax returns, and a personal financial statement. Now, a couple differences from what we saw a few years ago, you will need to provide the entire tax return package so that the bank can understand really how your income comes through. And in addition to that, you'll often have to provide some information in support of your personal financial statement. So, for example, you might need to provide a bank statement or a statement on your stockholding account in support of your personal financial statement to verify what you put on there.
As long as my finances are in order and my income is stable, and it's enough to support this kind of expenditure, you're saying that financing is relatively easy.
Yeah, and that's the real key. As long as your ducks are in a row and your finances are stable. And in today's environment, that's really one of the biggest changes that we've seen, is that almost across the board, universally, people have seen changes in their financial condition, whether it be changes in the value of their investments, the value of their properties, or changes in their personal income, or even changes in their credit with the challenges that we've had in our economy. That's the real challenge, is getting around where someone was 2 years ago and where they are today on paper. And if there has been a significant decrease in that financial strength, then how do we say that they've bottomed out and are stable and improving and are not about to take another drop down? So it's really a matter of getting behind it, understanding what they do, how they do what they do, and then getting that comfort level that they have their financials in good working order and that they're not on the cusp of taking another big drop down.
Okay, well, there are a lot of bargains out there right now, and it's a good time to buy. Are you seeing an uptick in your business?
We have. Actually, for the first time in a couple years, we've seen an uptick in activity. We've had little pockets of activity at the end of each quarter, which coincides with the tax incentives for buying aircraft, but we've seen for the first time a little sustainable growth in activity, which started, I'd say, probably right after Oshkosh. We started to see some growth in inquiries and then applications, and now actually a little bit of a growth in people that are talking about closing on their purchases.
Okay, if you had one single piece of advice for somebody who's been kicking the tires for a couple of years and is now waiting to pull the trigger on a purchase, what is that piece of advice?
Well, our highest recommendation that we would have would be, if you're not sure about what to do with rumors that you've heard about what's going on in the financing market, then remove that from the equation and get pre-approved for financing. Just knock that out. I mean, don't worry about securing a purchase agreement on an airplane or identifying specifically which airplane you need. If you're thinking about buying an airplane, get pre-approved for the purchase, get your financing locked in, have that issue removed from the equation and no longer a concern, and then go out and buy the aircraft that you want. Because, like you said, there are great values in aircraft right now, but the aircraft that are the best value are moving pretty quickly. I mean, and that's always the case. If there's an aircraft out there that it can't be right, it's just too good to be true, it either is too good to be true or it's already sold. So it's a great idea to go out, get the financing locked in. You can get your rate locked in for a period of time. You can get your credit locked in for a period of time and then shop within that window, and that removes the uncertainty from the equation.
Well, thanks very much for your time today, Jim. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.